Good morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. Thanks for joining us. Today in the program, we're going to learn about some opportunities for men in particular, but women you should pay attention to because it might be for one of the men in your lives, a son or a husband or whatever. So pay attention to the interview today. I hope you will. Meantime, we have the news from the Bishop's Bulletin. Renee Kranz with that in just a bit. First, the readings, though, for this Sunday. Renee Leach with the first and second reading. Father Joseph Scholten with the Gospel.
A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. When will the new moon be over, you ask, that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the ephah, add to the shekel, and fix our scales for cheating. We will buy the lowly for silver, and the poor for a pair of sandals. Even the refuse of the wheat we will sell. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing they have done. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. This was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth. I am not lying. Teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish, then, that in every place the men should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another the steward said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones, and the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with a look at news highlights from this past week from the Bishop's Bulletin, here's Renee Kranz.
The relics of St. Padre Pio will be visiting the Cathedral of St. Joseph on Sunday, September 29th from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. A Mass to honor St. Pio will be celebrated at 4 p.m. This event is part of the Relics Tour of St. Padre Pio, sponsored by the St. Pio Foundation, a nonprofit charity dedicated to the promotion of the spiritual charism of St. Pio. The relics available for public veneration will include his glove, a crust of the wounds of his stigmata, cotton gauze with bloodstains, a lock of hair, his mantle, and a handkerchief. Thousands of documents relating to England's 19th century convert Cardinal Blessed John Henry Newman are being released ahead of his October 13th canonization, highlighting his role as a pastor and evangelist, said church experts. Although 32 annotated volumes of the Cardinal's letters and diaries have been published over the past two decades, the new material includes letters and correspondence to the future saint. Up to now, we've had only half his correspondence with just fragments of his letters he received, so this will greatly improve understanding of the complex issues he dealt with, said Paul Shrimpton of Oxford, an Oxford-based expert on Newman's educational theories. Nicaragua's bishops urged unity, dialogue, and a willingness to overcome a crisis of trust as the Central American country celebrated its independence. Independence Day, September 15th, came as many Nicaraguans opposing tyrannical rule continue to be cowed into silence, and the Catholic Church, which has lent spiritual support to protesters and opened its parishes to protect them, suffers state-sponsored harassment. Protests in Nicaragua erupted in early 2018 over a proposed tax to prop up the security system, but protesters quickly demanded the ouster of President Daniel Ortega, who responded with increasing repression and the deployment of police and paramilitaries. Amid the unrest, the Catholic Church finds itself under fire from Ortega's supporters and police apparatus, even as it tries to promote peace and champion justice for parishioners suffering persecution. Public safety officials, first responders, and Catholics gathered to celebrate the 5th annual Blue Mass September 11th at the Cathedral of Christ the King in Atlanta. In the United States, the Blue Mass tradition began in September of 1934 when Father Thomas Dade of the Archdiocese of Baltimore formed the Catholic Police and Firemen Society. That year, the first Blue Mass was celebrated for police officers and firefighters. The name comes from the traditional uniform color associated with law enforcement. Since then, the Blue Mass has been celebrated in many dioceses across the country and is often tied to the anniversary of 9/11 to honor first responders who risked their lives and died in the aftermath of the terrorist attacks. Pope Francis will finally fulfill his desire to be a missionary to Japan when he visits the country, as well as Thailand, November 20th through the 26th, the Vatican announced. Pope Francis will leave Rome November 19th, arriving in Thailand for a visit November 20th to the 23rd, said Matteo Bruni, director of the Vatican Press Office. He will then fly to Japan and visit Tokyo, Nagasaki, and Hiroshima November 23rd to the 26th. With all the news a Catholic can use, I'm Renee Kranz with the Bishop's Bulletin.
As soon as you said that, Renee, about him always wanting to be a missionary, I thought of your first saint blog.
Yes.
And the desire of St. Rose to be a missionary.
Yes.
Fascinating connection there. All right. Thanks for the news. Let's move on to our interview. This morning on Catholic Views, we are joined by Ron Stabell and by Tony Weber, both members, I believe, of the Holy Spirit men's group. They're going to talk to us this morning about certainly about the group and the activities of the group, and especially a retreat that's coming up that they'd like to invite a lot of people to come to. We've had a chance in past years to talk about this. Ron, you've been with me before to talk about this. So great to have you back, both of you.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.
You know, I just want to start by saying a lot of times, men in particular, I think, kind of struggle to figure out how to live their faith. You know, it's sometimes seen as not manly or not, it's something that the women folk do and the men just kind of come along. But I really appreciate what you guys do and the involvement you have in the men's group. It tells me that there is something more, and maybe that's where we start this morning.
Well, indeed, I have been a part of different groups in the church throughout the years, and the thing I noticed about the men at Holy Spirit was just the camaraderie they have. And there's something about men getting together and they know how to have fun, kidding one another. When you see a group of men just laughing together over simple things like that, you know that there's goodness there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Absolutely. How'd you get started with it, Ron?
Well, it was about 9 years ago, Jerry, and it occurred to a couple of us at the time that there seemed to be some indifference toward men in particular. And I went to Father Morgan, who was then our pastor, and asked him if we had a men's ministry at Holy Spirit. And he indicated we didn't. And so a small group of us decided that we were going to have one. And so we did.
That's
and
the problem with asking a question, isn't it?
Yes.
You end up doing the work.
Yeah, I know it. But we were committed to do it.
That's great.
And it has grown. We will average on a Friday morning at 6 a.m., starting in the fall and running through this toward the end of May.
Kind of the academic year you follow.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And we'll average, Tony, 50, 60 men every morning. Then in the summertime, we continue a little different format. And as you would expect, have a little drop off in attendance. We probably wind up with 35 to 40 every Friday morning.
Yeah.
And with appropriate breaks for holidays and so on.
So you were involved at the beginning of it, and you're still involved.
Yes.
That says something. It must mean something to you.
It does, because it has helped me in my relationship with Jesus Christ. And as Tony indicated, the camaraderie among us has grown, and I'm probably stretching it a little bit, but I think I could call us a fraternity, a brotherhood. And I know, because men have told us, that it has helped them with their spiritual life become better husbands and fathers and disciples of Jesus Christ.
Well, that's kind of what it's all about, isn't it?
That's what it's all about.
at least it probably ought to be. Maybe some of us struggle to get there, but I think that's our goal, is to be disciples of Jesus Christ. Tony, how about you? How did you get involved?
Well, I resisted going to men's group for a few years.
See, my point about some of this, yeah.
And not because I hadn't been a part of groups before, but, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning was plenty early. And to me, that, you know, just seemed like, you know, the middle of the night practically. And I shared recently in front of our parish that, you know, men's group has become the group I didn't want to get up for, that I hate to miss now.
Yeah.
Partly for that camaraderie, but partly because I find that I need it. It's hard to make that initial step to go to something like this, but I think once you do, the Lord just opens up the treasure chest for you and gives you gifts through that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's so true of a lot of things that are ultimately really good for us that we sometimes resist because we don't know, you know. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's because it's an early. I mean, I'm not a morning person either, and the idea of a 6 o'clock can be a little daunting on a regular basis.
That is a reason that we also have the same program every week that we have on Friday mornings on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And it's a smaller group of men that come together, but they have concerns or maybe young fathers that need to be around the house that time of day.
Yep.
Or they just flat don't want to get up at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. Yep. We have an alternative for them on Wednesday nights.
So, you know, guys at home, you're listening to this and you think, well, I'm definitely not a morning person, so I'm out. You know, well, Ron just took that away. Now you can't use that excuse. And if I'm not a Holy Spirit member, am I still welcome?
We have men, Tony, that I believe. We have one gentleman that drives in from Larchwood.
Yes, we do.
And we have others that belong to other parishes. And frankly, some other parishes have formed their own men's group.
Right.
I know St. Michael's does.
Yep.
I know Christ the King does. And there may be others that I'm not aware of right now.
Yeah. This, you don't do this just because it's fun to do, although it sounds to me like from both of you guys, it you do. And you do it because you do gain something from it, which is probably why you're committed to it, right? Because you do see some of the fruits that happen.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. I inviting others, I see that resistance. Oh, maybe I'll come, maybe I won't. And you wonder what's behind that. And there can be some of that fear that we're a bunch of guys sitting around singing Kumbaya. but I think our mission statement says what Ron alluded to is become better men, fathers, and brothers of Jesus Christ. And who doesn't desire to become a better man, a better father, a better husband, and ultimately friends of Jesus Christ? There is that desire, I think, within all of us. And so I just smile when I think of the blessings that I've gotten through this group.
We're talking with Tony Weber and Ron Stabell from the Holy Spirit Men's Group. And before we get too much deeper, we should mention one of the reasons we wanted to have this conversation now is because there is an additional opportunity coming up, kind of, I guess, again, one thing leads to the other, an opportunity for a retreat to really take some focused time. Ron, tell us about what's going on this year with that.
Thank you, Jerry. This will be, our ninth men's retreat down at Broomtree. And I hasten to say that it's not a silent retreat.
Aha!
We call it an interactive retreat.
Okay.
And over the years, we've had some incredibly fine retreat masters. But this year, we're blessed with having Joe Rutten be our retreat master. And Joe, right now, is the director of the Benedictine Leadership Institute at Mount Marty College. And he's also the executive director of the Catholic Men's Business Fraternity here in Sioux Falls, which was founded by Joe and others in 2012. And he's well documented, has his master's in theology. He's just an incredibly fine individual. But we picked him because we knew that he had fire in his belly about being a disciple of Jesus Christ.
He absolutely does. You're right about that.
And so we develop the retreat every year. And frankly, we've got the next two scheduled for 2020 and 2021 because we want to have quality come in to be our retreat masters. And in order to do that, you got to recruit them early. Anyway.
Yep.
And so again, it's October 25, 26, 27. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It begins on Friday night at 6 p.m., of course, with a little cookout down at the Bishop Carlson Lodge on the campus of our Broomtree Retreat Center. And then we go all day Saturday, and we will depart Sunday morning about 11 o'clock. Food is provided, of course, during the time we're together. There's lodging available at the Retreat Center and in the cabins. Right now, we've got about 43 men signed up, and again, it's about a month and a half away.
And again, this is open to not just members of the men's group, but I know this event in particular, you really want the doors wide open for anybody that wants to attend.
We're hoping, and that's why we appreciate the opportunity to visit with you, Jerry, that Catholic Views will be heard, hopefully, in a broad area, and that men want to join us. Again, October 25, 26, 27. We have a form that they can complete, and it's available online. And the address is holyspiritmen.org/men's-retreat.
So that's essentially on the parish's website. Is that right?
Essentially, yes.
On the Holy Spirit Parish.
Right.
Holy Spirit Parish here in Sioux Falls on their website. If you Google the parish, you'll find the website, and you no doubt can get there. We'll give that address again.
That's fine.
In case somebody wants to get a pen and paper out so they write it down. You know, this is one of those things, too, where I'm thinking, you know, wives that are listening to this might think, you know, I like what they're talking about. My man could use that. It might be a good gift to give to a husband.
Absolutely. I came up through the search program, which is interesting. That's now in our parish also. But I gave my brother, little brother, the gift of a search retreat once because he couldn't refuse it. He enjoyed it. So absolutely. Give your man a gift or even a friendly nudge, a gentle nudge, I want to say.
Yeah.
and send them our way.
Tony, I know one of the reasons you're here today is because you had a particular experience at the retreat that you wanted to talk about a little bit, something that meant something deep for you.
Well, mostly it was the camaraderie. That was my first contact with these guys, and I watched them closely. And I noticed that when they greeted one another, it wasn't just hello, how you doing, you know, when neither one of them means what, you know, how you're doing, and it's just a courtesy. But they really meant it, and the way they shook hands or patted one another on the shoulder, there was a real brotherhood, as Ron said. So that really touched me in a deep way.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I was safe among these guys.
Yeah.
That was a safe environment, you know, and I could share anything. You know, if I had a deep-seated problem, and I didn't necessarily go through that experience, but, you know, I could have shared it with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And talk about a safe space. And these days in the world we live in, sharing faith, you almost do need a safe space to do it, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we all come broken, you know, and the reason us in front of these mics aren't completely whole yet, and hopefully we will when we get to heaven, but we all come with our brokenness and our need. And I really think men need other men. You know, I'm a nurse and I work with women all day, so I particularly need other men,
I'm not going there,
but we all need other men.
Yeah.
We need other men to, we need somebody to pat us on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
We need that relationship with other guys. And we need somebody who's going to listen to us and be willing to hear something beyond how are the Bears doing this weekend. We just, there's that need in us, whether we acknowledge that or not.
Yeah, and that, I appreciate you saying that, Tony, because I think that's so true for men, and we have a hard time acknowledging that
Absolutely.
We need that. You know, we find all kinds of ways to avoid it. We don't want to go deep sometimes, or we don't think we want to go deep. But boy, it can be helpful. I think
we've just had numerous testimonies, Jerry, about that very point.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had men say to us that this changed their lives. We've had several who have testified. They've got up in front of us and told us of some of the problems they were dealing with and found it to be a way to get a lot of relief.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the understanding they could tell us, but nobody was going to share it outside of that room.
Yeah.
What do we tell them? What is said here stays here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Tony can say with a lot of conviction that we're pretty close.
And that sense of the need that men have, again, whether we acknowledge it or not, I wonder if part of it is almost an accountability, that we need to be at times kind of held accountable to ourselves. And that's a place where we can do that in a group like that.
Yeah, there's more than once that I've heard other men and I have said, you know, I kind of messed up in the last couple of weeks. You know, I've been really, you know, or I had a particularly bad spat with my wife, you know. And we don't talk about our wives, what they did wrong. We talk about what we did wrong. And I think that's part of that need, is to be able to say, you know.
Well, the proof of the pudding is the fact that this is going into our ninth year.
Yeah.
And that we've got guys who have been attending for 9 years.
Yeah.
And we have others that have come and gone for whatever reason. So there's something there. The Holy Spirit is guiding us, Jerry. It's just that simple.
And there is a bit of a program that you follow,
yes.
I believe, right? So there's some structure to it as well. It's not just guys sitting around, like you said, singing Kumbaya, which I laughed when you said that, but I understand what you're saying, because some might have that image that's what it is.
Right.
That's not what it is.
If I may, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
The structure is we start at 6 a.m. with breakfast, And then we have a little program, usually 10 to 15 minutes. And then about 6:30, we have our real program. And this year, this particular year, it's a program sponsored by an organization out of Houston called That Man Is You.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very popular program around the country. And we listen to a video from them every week. Everything's different every week, of course. And then we spend the next half hour until 7:30 in our small groups talking about what we learned or what we want to reflect on regarding that video.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's required to say anything. Nothing's imposed on anybody. But I find it interesting that a lot of guys will open up. And that I told one guy that that's what we do, and he never came because he didn't like the idea of a small group.
Yeah.
He was uncomfortable opening up.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the structure.
That's what it is. Yeah. And it's available to anybody.
Which brings a point. You can come and listen, you know, and share what you're willing to. You know, God is gentle and so are we.
Yeah. Well, that's the group that meets every Friday morning. And have you already started for this fall?
Yes.
So if men are listening this morning, you live around the Sioux Falls area, or if you want to drive in, you're welcome to do that. Just show up, right?
At Holy Spirit in the what do we call it, Tony? The basement of the church?
Yep. Lower level
of the church.
Eastern church.
And if they're interested in the retreat again, Ron, if you'd give that information one more time.
What I'd like to do is provide the website once again, holyspiritmen.org/men's-retreat. And if I may, Jerry, there's a phone number here. One of our committee members, Steve Perzo, at 605-360-2750.
Perfect.
And as you indicated, you can get on the Holy Spirit website and find us that way as well.
It's a great opportunity, men. I hope you will take advantage of it, the retreat, also the weekly gatherings. And again, if you might check at your own parish. Some parishes do have these men's group. I think is the testimonies that both of you provide gives ample evidence that it's well worth it.
Thank you.
It's well worth it. Tony Weber and Ron Stabell, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
Renee, I briefly mentioned your saint blog. We should tell people how to get to that.
Yes, you can go to sfcatholic.org/saints and find it there. There's a new one just posted about Padre Pio for the relics coming up, and there will be more coming.
Yeah, it's a great stuff, and I hope people take advantage of it. That's our time for Catholic Views this morning. We'll be back next Sunday.